Hi, my name is Percy, and today I'm conducting an opinion survey to help us better understand what is more important to people across a variety of topics. So when thinking about the direction in which the country is headed in, generally speaking, would you say you're very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Who is this?
Well, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research.
So what again? You're breaking up, man.
My name is Percy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research.
And what was your question?
When thinking about the direction in which the country is headed in, generally speaking, would you say you're very dissatisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, somewhat satisfied, or very satisfied?
Well, it could go many ways for me now, because as of right now, Biden, I think that's who's in office. I'm not too sure.
I guess
Yeah, the gas prices are really high. Don't see why that could be an issue. Doesn't do anything. To be honest, not a thing.
All right. So would you say that you're, like, very dissatisfied with the way the country is going, or somewhat dissatisfied, or somewhat satisfied, or very satisfied?
I guess I would just say I'm satisfied, I guess.
So would that be somewhat satisfied then?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. So when thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important would you say each of the following issues is to you on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 0 means not an important issue, and a 10 means a very important issue? And the first one is crime and violence.
Were you saying I am for or against it?
No, this one is how important of an issue is it for you on a scale of 0 to 10. Where a 0 means this is not an important issue, meaning you do not care about crime and violence. Or a 10, meaning this is a very important issue, meaning you do care about this.
I don't see why I would have to care about other people's lives. I mean, they're doing it to themselves.
All right, so for crime and violence, you would say a 0 then? It's not an important issue?
Yeah, I guess.
All right, what about racism and discrimination?
What do you mean by that?
Well, I mean what I mean for the past question as well. So for all of these, it's just how important of an issue is this for you on a scale of 0 to 10. Where a 0, again, means it's not an important issue to you, meaning you just do not care about this. And a 10, meaning it is a very important issue.
I mean, it's not that I don't care about it. It's just it doesn't affect me.
So would you say a 0 then? It's not an important issue.
Yeah.
What about abortion rights?
Abortion rights?
Mm-hmm.
Well, not really for abortion. It's giving away a baby, especially a natural born baby who just got born or is about to get born. Don't really feel suitable that the mother has all right to just kill their child that they're making. Makes no sense, honestly.
So would you say a 0 then?
Yeah.
What about reproductive freedom?
Freedom?
Reproductive freedom?
Reproductive freedom. What does that mean, ma'am? Like, where you can make your own babies and whatnot?
Well, reproductive freedom, it could mean that if you were to like it to, but it can also just be like you deciding if you want to have kids, you deciding if you don't, you deciding the method you want to have kids with, etc.
No, not really.
A 0 then?
Say 0. Yeah.
All right. What about healthcare?
Healthcare? Definitely for healthcare.
So a 10?
Yeah.
All right. What about democracy?
Democracy? Not really for it. Just like to say to myself, to be honest.
All right, so a scale of 0 to 10, what would you rate it?
This is 0, then.
Climate change.
Climate change, I'm for a 10.
Voting rights?
Voting rights, I don't vote, so I really don't know.
So would you say a 0, then?
Yeah.
Immigration?
Immigration? I would say, I think it's 0. Yeah. 0.
K-12 education.
Education?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's an important factor because for the past, I don't know, 10, 12 years, there's been a lot of sexual violence, sexual harassment all throughout school. There's a lot of teachers. We don't give a shit, honestly, about what kids learn, what they want to learn. They're just there for money. And honestly, I don't get why they do that. I mean, I get that they want to get paid and all, but, like, the simple fact of them not even wanting to help, you know, teach, you know, these students or do anything of that matter, it's just kind of crazy in that fashion, you know?
All right. So on a scale of 0 to 10, how much of an issue is that for you?
I would say 0.
All right. What about student loan debt?
Student loan, I am definitely for that. 10 out of 10.
10? All right. What about inflation and the cost of living?
10 out of 10, honestly.
All right. Criminal justice reform?
Come again?
Criminal justice reform?
Oh, I'm a 10.
10, all right. And what about jobs and wages?
Jobs and wages. Honestly, I think the wages could be a lot higher. So I would say a 10. Yeah,
10, all right. All right, thank you. So as you may know, there's going to be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state, and local office in 2024. So how likely are you to vote in those elections on a scale of 0 to 10? Where 0 means not at all likely. 0? All right. So would you mind sharing your race?
I am Native American.
Native American. All right. All right. Okay. Native American. All right. Thank you. So in terms of gender, what do you identify yourself as?
I specify as non-binary.
Non-binary, alright. Alright, thank you. So, would you mind sharing the year of your birth?
I really don't feel like disclosing that information, if that's okay.
Yeah, for sure, no worries. So, what is the highest level of school you have completed, or the highest degree you have received?
Right now I'm in college for feminine reproducing.
All right. So no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make changes on issues that matter most to you on a scale of 0 to 10? Where a 0 means no power at all, and a 10 means a lot of power.
I would say a 0.
All right. And how much power do you feel that the Black community has to make changes on issues that matter most to your community?
10 out of 10.
10, all right. So now if you could please rate your feelings towards some people and organizations on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 0 means you do not like them, a 10 means you do like them, and a 5 is neutral. And if you've never heard of them, you can also mention that. So the first person is Donald Trump.
I would say a 10.
Very favorable.
Come again?
Very favorable.
0.
0 would be very unfavorable. So 0 means you don't like them. A 10 means you do like them. And a 5 is neutral.
Well, then I guess a 5.
All right. What about Kamala Harris?
0.
The Republican Party?
Okay, 10. Yeah, 10.
The Democratic Party.
0.
Joe Biden.
0.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
I would say 5.
5? All right. So, I know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for president were held today, for who would you vote for?
Nobody.
For nobody? All right. So, again, I know it's like a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for U.S. Congress were held today, would you be voting for the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
I would be voting for the Democrat.
Democrat, all right. So back in the 2020 elections, so meaning 4 years ago, for who did you vote for in the presidential elections?
I don't think I remember, honestly.
All right, no worries. So thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse? Worse? Has it had no changes? Is it better or much better?
I think it's gotten a lot worse, honestly.
All right. So thinking about your, like, network of friends and associates, would you say that everyone votes, most of them vote? It's about half and half. Most of them don't vote or none of them vote?
I don't know.
All right, no worries. So now I'm going to read you a short list of some people and events that could have prevented the progress you thought should happen by now. And if you could rate it in your own opinions on a scale of 0 to 10, how much progress you feel like they've stunted, with a 0 meaning that they did not prevent any progress, meaning because of them we have moved forward as a society, a 5 means you're not sure, and a 10 means that they have prevented progress, meaning because of them we have not moved forward. And the first person is...
Okay, 10.
All right, well, the first person is Joe Biden.
10.
Republicans in the Georgia General Assembly?
0.
White supremacists?
10.
Governor Kemp?
0.
Donald Trump?
No.
0?
Yeah, 0. 0.
All right. What about Republicans in the U.S. Congress?
I would say 10.
And the Supreme Court?
I would say 5.
5? All right. Thank you. So now I'm going to read you a short list of some policies and statements that could have obstructed progress in Black communities. After each one, if you could please rate it on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means this statement would not motivate you to vote at all. A 5 means you're not sure, and a 10 means that this statement would strongly motivate you to vote. So the first statement is, the 2021 Infrastructure and Jobs Act supports the Affordable Connectivity Program, saving low-income and rural families up to $30 a month on internet bills. Over 720,000 Georgia households benefit, saving $21.8 million monthly.
A 10,
all right. We've made strides towards building Black power together. While there's still significant work ahead, it is crucial to recognize and challenge the forces obstructing our advancement. By standing united and maintaining patience with each other, we can effectively confront these obstacles and continue our journey towards the future progress.
10.
A 10, all right. So the 2022 Pregnant Workers Fairness Act protects pregnant workers. Attorney General Chris Carr sued to block it in Georgia, hindering accommodations for pregnant, new mothers, and recovering workers.
5.
A 5?
Yeah.
All right. 14 years after the Affordable Care Act provided 90% funding for states to expand Medicaid, nearly 500,000 low-income adults in Georgia have remained uninsured. Governor Brian Kemp's decision not to expand Medicaid means that 120,000 Black individuals in Georgia still lack access to health coverage.
Okay, then.
10, all right. And the 2019 Foster Youth Independence Program offers 3 to 5 years of housing aid for those aging out of foster care. Georgia can request 500 vouchers, but has only requested 8. More action is needed as Black youth 18 to 34 to 24 years old are disproportionately affected by homelessness.
Okay, 5.
5, all right. 5, Thank you. So now I'm just going to read you a few questions. We're almost done. We're about 3% done with the survey. So I do want to thank you so much for your time this far. So the last two questions we have are just kind of the same ones that we had at the start, but this time they're for reiteration purposes to see if your opinion has changed. So the first one again is, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make changes on issues that matter most to you?
None at all.
So zero?
Yeah.
All right. And how much power do you feel that the Black community has to make changes on issues that matter most to your community?
Yeah, 10.
How likely are you to vote in the 2024 elections for president, Congress, state, and local offices?
Zero.
All right. Thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say your life has gotten much worse, no change, better, or much better?
Much worse.
Are you registered to vote?
No.
All right. In terms of sexual orientation, what do you identify yourself as?
Non-binary.
No, sexual orientation.
Gay, straight.
Oh, I'm gay.
Gay, all right. So what is your marital status?
I'm single right now.
Single, all right. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
No.
All right. Are you of any Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
All right. In politics today, do you consider yourself to be Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
No.
All right. So you don't consider yourself to be any of those three?
Yes.
All right. So how would you describe your employment status?
Unemployed.
Unemployed. All right. So last question, that is 2023. What was your total family income from all sources before taxes? And you can totally just ballpark it if you would like.
I think it was around 500,000 after taxes.
1,200,000. All right. So would you say that would be more than 100,000 then? Or more than 250,000?
Yeah.
All right. Well, and this will conclude our survey. So thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it. And hope you have a great rest of your day. And also thank you to the person in the back helping you a little bit.
Thank you as well.
All right. Thank you. All right. Thank you. Goodbye.